Howdy ho, neighbors, radio ranchers around the tri-state. Welcome in to a Wednesday edition of the Mary Griffith Show, brought to you each and every morning by Refreshment Services Harvey. Refreshment Services Pepsi and Harvest Ridge Coffee. Oh my gosh, maybe I've had a little bit too much Harvest Ridge. I don't know. Laura Sievert's here with Arts Quincy. Good morning.
You know it. It is a beautiful morning out there, isn't it?
I was
driving up Main Street to come over here, and I was thinking the History Museum just looked really, really pretty. And good time of year to visit.
Good time of year, and yes, we are going to have a hot weekend. Laura didn't believe that the temperature could get to 90 on Saturday. Well, that'd be good for the Blazer Bash,
yeah.
A family-focused community event that's happening Saturday from 12 noon to 2 o'clock on the John Wood Community College campus, 48th and Main. The Blazer Bash, what's that all about?
Boy, they're having a really fun little event going on, it sounds like. There's free lunch and a really cool variety of, you know, family interactive activities. There'll be a bounce house and face painting and fire trucks and the whole thing, right? Quincy Art Center and Quincy Museum, Children's Museum will both be on hand. Just an entertaining time to bring out your whole family. But obviously the other half of that is the John Wood admission staff, and some instructors of some of the school's, programs will be there too to answer questions. John Wood has been doing an amazing job right now of really doing some workforce preparedness programs. I actually worked closely with them on a project to explain their, nursing program. So I thought it was really fascinating and something that I didn't know. That you can enter their nursing program at any level and progress to the next level. So if you wanted to be an LPN or a CNA or a paramedic, you can hop on what they call their trails, right? Trailblazers.
Mm-hmm.
You can hop on their trail and you can get to one of those places in as little as 12 weeks. You become that certification, and then you can always hop back on and do
more.
You
can work your way all the way from the lowest entry level all the way up to, not at John Wood, but Doctor of Nursing. I mean, you can get started
on
a trail that will always,
right.
You know, and you can go to RN all the way at John Wood and become a fully licensed RN. So that is a fantastic thing. And I think the great thing about this is a family event. They're going to have a soccer game afterwards, so, you know, you can stay and watch the Blazers play soccer. But there may be some young parents out there who are thinking, I really need better education, but how could I make it work going back to school? And there may be some other people that are just showing up saying, is this right for my kid?
Right.
You know, they're going to have a big tractor there highlighting their ag program. They're probably going to have a big semi-truck there on their truck driver training program. Not every kid has to go to a four-year college. Some kids can find a great career through a community college or a technician certification program. So the Blazer Bash is going to be the best day of the year for it, noon to 2, 48th and Harrison on Saturday. Lots of activities, and it's all free, right?
They
have food trucks.
Vendors, yeah, there's food trucks, vendors, and that kind of thing. But, yeah, the rest of it's all free.
Okay. The other thing that I am so excited about, one of my friends just bought her first season ticket for the Quincy Symphony Orchestra in years.
She
was a past member, but she goes, I heard about this, Northern Lights, and I have to buy a season ticket. I have to be part of this. Sunday afternoon, October 1st, 3 p.m., Morrison Auditorium, Quincy Junior High School. Wow, this is going to be fantastic.
I am so excited about it. I too have season tickets to the Quincy Symphony Orchestra because, you know, I mean, they're just the superlatives. Just you got to have them. They are amazing, and they put on terrific shows, and the programming selection is just outstanding. This concert is the second in collaboration with Dr. Jose Francisco Hidalgo. I am so sorry. Jose.
Don't worry about it.
Doctor, but you know what? I met him last time he was here with my kiddos, and he did the when they did the planets.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, they did the planets. So if you saw the planets, this group, KV255 or whatever they are, it's the number in music for Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
That's right.
Is why it's gotten that name. So it's a high quality thing. They went up to Knife Head. What's that place? Yellowknife. Canada, where they filmed the Northern Lights. Then they put it all to music, and it's just going to be great.
And the Roman Carnival Overture, it's a Berlioz piece, is really famous. You may not know it by name, but it's like they call it an explosion of color in my release here. But it's, to me, it really is. It's like a carnival. It's like a big exciting, beautiful thing, which makes a ton of sense to go with some Northern Lights footage. So this, again, is one of those shows where they get out the big screen and project all these beautiful images and all this footage. It's going to be just a terrific show, and I will definitely not miss it. October 1st, 3 p.m. at Morrison Auditorium there at Quincy Junior High School. And that terrific screen's only been around for a couple of years, and we've gotten
they
some
got
good
it for the planet.
Yep, they got it for planet.
Yeah, absolutely. The tickets for season tickets are $70 for adults, $60 for seniors. And if you've never had a season ticket, you can buy one, get one, so you and a buddy can go together.
And kids are free.
Kids are always free. AAUW, the American Association of University Women, celebrating their 100th anniversary at a banquet at Tony's 2, Friday night, October 6, 6 p.m. I didn't realize they were around that long.
Yeah, that was news to me as well. And, you know, 100 years ago, the landscape looked a lot different for women in universities anyhow. Now women outnumber men in universities. So that's a pretty amazing legacy. The anniversary celebration is terrific. If you haven't gotten Arts Quincy magazine or gotten deep into it, there's a terrific article. Nora Baldner wrote a terrific article on the history of AAUW. Actually, she wrote us an article about 3 times longer than we ended up having room to print. So if you want really, really in-depth information, just email me. I'll send you the whole thing.
Okay.
But she did a great job on the history of this organization here in Quincy. There were originally 22 members that formed this branch, and their branches all over the country. And they're doing this great celebration on Friday, October 6th at Tony's 2. I've been a speaker over there at AAUW, and I just am really impressed with the terrific audiences that they have. Anybody can really join it. But the questions that I get at this organization are more insightful than almost any place else I speak. So
very, very smart group of people. American Association of University Women. Their banquet is Friday night, October 6th at 6 at Tony's 2. If you have been a member in other towns and maybe you'd like to go and get yourself reacquainted with this group, you can email ParkerDonna25, that's ParkerDonna25 at gmail.com for more information. Laura, always a tribute and always a plus when you come by, and I know you're interested about our next topic, which is the Red Tails coming to town. There'll be a chance for the children at Iowa School to see it for sure, and everybody else can come during the general open public time, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. Thank you. It is 928, Talk Radio 930, WTAD, catching up with an old friend, Mark Arnson, who is my brother's classmate.
That is true.
In high school, so I know how old you are. And he's also the owner of Gem City Memorials. But the reason he's here today, well, to give me an update on his two wonderful children, Olivia and Tanner, that we already got followed. But the Quincy Masonic High 12 Club is bringing a special event to Quincy, and so that's why Mark Arnson is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
And that's why Reverend Orville Jones is here, because he's also a member of the Quincy Masonic High 12 Club. Good morning.
And good morning to you.
I'm so glad to have both of you here. Mark's a surprise guest this morning. I didn't know he was coming until earlier. Great.
Right.
I was excited. And Orville, I think, thought it was tomorrow. So
We had a scheduling
faux pas.
But you know what? It worked out.
Thank goodness you called, Mark, because Steve goes, Mark Arnson wants to know when the Red Tails are. I go, they're on October 4th and 5th. He goes, no, he knows that. He wants to know what time he's supposed to be at your show. So it was funny. Then I called Pastor Jones and say, uh-oh, I think we got this problem. But now we're back on track. Let's set the stage. First of all, Isle School is named after a black military man, and mm-hmm. the Red Tails were with the Tuskegee University Air Force, and this we've all heard of the commemorative Air Force, and
yes.
this is a commemorative Air Force Red Tail Squadron. So they're going to bring the actual planes to Quincy. They're going to bring this big truck that's like a multimedia movie center. They're bringing all this stuff out to Quincy's Baldwin Field. It's going to be here October 4th and 5th mm-hmm. for private viewings by appointment, and then open to the public the 6th and the 7th. I think everyone will want to come and enjoy the Rise Above experience. So let's talk a little bit about this. I don't know who wants to go first, Mark or Reverend Jones, but why bring Rise Above, Red Tail, Triumph Over Adversity to Quincy?
Well, it kind of started out, did I step on you?
No.
No, okay. It kind of started out as one of our members, Rod Cookson, mm-hmm. Came across this. He's very interested in history, as you probably know.
Right.
And a collector of everything historical in Quincy. And he ran across this group that puts these presentations on, and he was very intrigued. And I think personally, he wanted to see it.
So what better way than to see it than to bring it here?
One of our missions of the Masonic High 12 is to support public education and all education. And we talked about it at our meeting, and we decided that we could tie this in with the IELTS school, and it would be very meaningful. Originally, we thought we were just going to do it with IELTS school, but then we had the opportunity and some funding came in to help us out with that we could open it up to the public.
I am excited about that, because not only will IELTS school and the Illinois Veterans Home residents get to see it, but now, because it's staying for a longer period of time, everyone can see it. Because I want every school child to see it, not just the red tails from IELTS school,
right.
But it will be especially meaningful to them.
We would have liked to have had it for every, but due to time limitations with the school, and I think that is also the Teachers Institute or whatever
well,
they call
it's
that
the
today.
Next week. Yeah, it's getting close to that, because I know we're going on our family vacation,
right,
because my husband works
so
for
we
the
had
school.
To squeeze it in before that happened.
Yeah.
And that limited to us just doing IELTS.
Well, the students are out on Thursday a half day, and then they're not in school at all on Friday,
right?
So we wanted this to be a school affair, and so the Quincy Public Schools was so gracious in making sure that, one, we'd have transportation to get the students out there, and they get the whole day to bring students from, you know, several levels of
because they can't all be out there at once. Well, I guess they could, but there's only a certain number of people that can move through the experience. It's an intimate experience.
It is an intimate experience.
It'll be gauged towards the age level. Like the first graders will get a little bit different program, per se, than, you know, the fifth graders. Yeah, it'll be catered to what they're capable of comprehending. But how exciting for those kids.
I think it's wonderful to see the real airplane itself. And it's going to be flown in. It's coming in actually on Sunday. So it will be here for a little while, and it's going to be an exciting time for the kids there, but it's also going to be an exciting time for the veterans at the Illinois Veterans Home, who will be coming out on Thursday. Also, the Freedom School here in Quincy will be out on Thursday as well. So it's a time that people can just come especially on Friday and Saturday to at their leisure during those hours that we're there to walk through that experience, to go through and see not only what happened with the Red Tails and with the Tuskegee Airmen, of whom Colonel George Isles was a member right here from Quincy, Illinois. So that's our tie. Isn't that great?
I mean, you can't get a better tie than
you
that.
You can't get
like
a better
tie.
And
these kids will just... They should already be proud, but now they'll really get to see. And these planes were small.
Oh,
these are these little fighter planes.
That's right. That's exactly right.
The way this worked in history, folks, was, you know, the armed forces weren't integrated yet. And so they sent an all-black air unit basically over to Italy, based kind of in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And
they
would
did.
Fly fighter escort for bombers and other things.
Yes.
And I think the claim to fame with the Tuskegee Airmen was that no bomber ever got shot down while they were protecting him, or something like that.
The Tuskegee Airmen would engage the enemy.
Right.
Whereas some of the other escort fighters, they would go, but when the enemy showed up, you know, they tucked tail and ran. But the Red Tails were the ones that would engage the fighters and protect the bombers. And that was what really made the difference. And even at a time when there was a lot of discrimination, after the Red Tails would fight for them and they got home safely, the way they were treated was a totally different situation. So there's a lot of history involved in that, but it's going to be great to be able to offer that to the public, to the general public. Come out, see it. We're going to be there, and it's going to be exciting.
Okay.
No cost.
No cost. So we're going to
There's
take
a free
break.
Will offering.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We've got 20 more minutes to talk about this, but here's what I love about this. Bring out your kids. There is no school that, you know, that Friday, so you can bring the kids out, and there is no charge. The adults, the grandparents, everybody will love it. But here's what I love about this thing that they're bringing into Quincy for kids, for youth, for all of us. Aim high. Believe in yourself. Use your brain. Never quit. be ready to go, and expect to win. Boy, if we could all follow those, we'd be doing great. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Mark Arnson is here, and so is Reverend Orville Jones. They're members of the Quincy Masonic High 12 Club. They are going to some great expense, let me tell you, to bring this traveling exhibit in, which includes an actual P-51C Mustang, a real Red Tail from the Air Force Red Tail Squadron. It's going to be at Quincy's Baldwin Field. Well, Orville Jones said it's going to be here Sunday, but we can go out and look at it on October 6th and 7th, anytime between 9 in the morning and 4:30 in the afternoon. Now, how are you going to do crowd control? Because there's a movie and all this. Just first come, first serve. Just kind of come out to the airport and look around, stand in line. So there'll be some exhibits. There'll be all kinds of things to do, so you'll move people through.
Yes, we will move people through as quickly as we can. It is an immersive situation in the trailer. That will open up to be a surround
yeah,
curved theater. Actual theater screen. So the movie will be a movie about the Red Tails, and then for some there will be a movie about the Wasps as well. And I think that's
the Women's Air Force.
That's right. And so you know that's going to be great and exciting as well. And then of course to be able to get to and look at and touch the actual airplane.
Well, one thing, you know, in our family, I was telling them my Uncle Joe was a Mustang pilot. He was shot down a couple of times, survived, thank God. My other Uncle Don, of course, didn't make it. He was lost in World War II.
Oh,
but one of the things that he did, he flew bigger planes, and they would put these little bitty small planes in his big plane, and he would take them over there. And when the war was really getting into heavy hitting, they realized they didn't have enough men pilots. They couldn't be doing these convoys back and forth. So they got women pilots to do non-combat roles, although anytime you're up in an airplane during the war, you're in danger. But
yes,
the women would ferry this material
right,
back and forth, because they weren't landing in a combat zone, but they were doing a job that then freed up an aviator to fight in the war. So the women's Air Force, you know, the Air Force was very, very important. The Wasps were very important. So
yes. These
kids and all these grown-ups, you know, so many of us, you know, I know a little bit about World War II because my father's generation served in it. But, you know, you talk to people in their 30s, they don't know much about World War II. That's nothing to them.
Their grandparents,
that wasn't their grandparents' region. That was Vietnam, you know. So it's a great chance for us to really learn not only about aviation history, but about the history of the Tuskegee Airmen and the history, really, of how we won the war. It took an all-out effort on all fronts to win World War II.
It did.
That's for sure. Now, you talk about a free will offering. It's open to the public October 6th and 7th from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. What kind of turnout are you hoping to get? Because the great thing about Baldwin Field is there's plenty of parking and plenty of space.
It is plenty of parking right there, and the exhibit will be very close to the parking lot, so there's not a long walk for those who may have some challenges in that way. And it's all flat. It is all good hard surface. You won't necessarily be in grass or anything of that nature. So we're grateful to the Quincy Airport, K-U-I-N, as it were, for opening the airport for this and for accommodating us in so many different ways. But you mentioned a few minutes ago the expense of this, and yes, it is an expensive situation. I will say that the Quincy Historical Society is a part of the funding of this, and a couple of other agencies and organizations as well. In cooperation with the Quincy Public Schools, and so it really is a collaborative affair, but it was started with the High 12 Club.
Thank you, Mr. Cookson, for thinking about having this. You guys do so much to help so many, and like you said, education and a push for children is so important. Mark Arnson, what are some of the other things, besides bringing the Red Tails to town, what are some of the other things that High 12 does?
Every Wednesday we have lunch. And guess what time we have lunch?
At High 12.
High 12.
Is that why the club is called it? I think I know that.
We have it at Sprouts, and we have a speaker. So that's part of our function. And for some of you that don't know exactly where does High 12 come from, where does this group originate, we're all part of the Masonic organization, and mm-hmm. you do have to be part of the Masonic organization, the formal part of the Brotherhood. And the High 12 Club is more of a social club aspect of it. Quincy has one of the largest clubs in the state of Illinois, and quite possibly even the country. We have about 45 members, active mm-hmm. members that are there on a weekly basis. We usually have around 20 to 25 members. So we are a pretty big club. A lot of the other towns, even get into Chicagoland, some of them have 10.
Well, it's a subset of the Masons,
right.
So you have to be a Mason,
right.
And then you choose to join High 12 and be involved
yes.
with whatever
right.
it is
right.
they want to do.
Right.
Yeah. yeah. Okay.
So that's kind
did you used to provide hospital beds and stuff like that?
And
we still do that if there's a need. Okay, so you do a lot of charitable works based on the needs of our community.
That's correct.
And
education is kind of our number one. But then, yes, I think recently we made a sizable donation to Sunset Home for their new expansion.
Great.
Can you think of anything else?
Well, we bought a uniform for the Quincy Band, and then we also financially supported the Freedom School, which is a part of Teen Reach here, and Bella E's. And so, it is a social organization, but it's also a service organization as
right.
well. And I love that part of it as myself, and enjoy hearing and learning the various different things that's going on in our community when we listen to, the various speakers that we have scheduled. Rod Cookson is the one that puts all of that together.
Well, now that
he is amazing.
Is Rod retired now, isn't he?
Yeah, he has plenty of time
to.
But he is amazing at finding these speakers, and
he's touched
every family in town, I think, at some point.
he's well rounded,
yes.
to say the least. He's very
yes.
well rounded.
Yes, absolutely.
I want you to comment because you're going to have a chance for all schools, and really any child can go see it because they won't be in school on Friday. So if you want to take your kids out there, anytime between 9 and 4:30, it'll be a great experience. This aim high, believe in yourself, use your brain, never quit, be ready to go and expect to win. I know that I'm hoping a lot of youth organizations, a lot of church youth groups will be telling everybody about this. Pastor Jones, how important is it for young people to know and see heroes that are of color?
Well, I think it's vital, especially to those who have not seen or haven't paid attention to leaders and heroes, sheroes, who look like they look, who have the same hue and who seemingly would have the same kind of background. It gives them a chance and an opportunity to realize that anything is possible. God has given all of us a mind, and as the old adage says for the HBCU program, a mind is a terrible thing to waste, and so we really want to convey that you can do anything you want to do, whether it is to be able to fly airplanes. And I appreciate one thing that they do at Baldwin Field. They have some fly-ins at times, and they also offer rides at specific times.
Now, that Young Eagle program with the experimental
yes,
aircraft.
Exactly.
And I know the Stinson convention
the
was
Stinson
just out
convention
there.
The Stinson convention was here
recently. I don't think you
recently.
Could take a ride, but you could go out and look at that aircraft, and again.
You can, and then there are some times that the FBO does offer rides. You have to pay for it, but, they're not terribly expensive.
Have you seen the gas is expensive? You should fuel up an airplane.
I know. I'm a pilot, so I fly. I know.
Speaking of that, Orville, there is going to be an opportunity to
there will be
ride in the
In the P-51.
Oh,
now,
you're kidding me.
But now you have to fasten your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelt. Bring it upright. $2,500 is the cost. For a 20-minute ride, but it would be more than worth it to be able to ride in the P-51. So yes, that is possible. $2,500
for a 20-minute ride.
That's it. But it's a ride, like you said, it's a ride of a lifetime that you will never forget.
To get the checkbook out, Bears.
Yes.
You know, the great thing about this is, I mean, this is not some little slow-moving plane. This is a fast
fighter. I've been up very agile plane.
Yeah, I've been up in, like, the Pepsi Skyrider plane is an open cockpit plane, you know. It's very slow. Some of the antique aircraft that come in, they move really slow. But this thing was built exactly for what it was meant to be that predator in the sky, protecting our U.S. bombers, going after them with speed, accuracy, and skill. So this is great. So $2,500 gets you a 20-minute ride. And, of course, like I said, you know, you may think, well, who would do that? I bet there'll be people who do it.
Oh, there may be. And if anybody just wants to be generous and sponsor some rides, I'd be one of the ones who ride in it. But
I'd be happy to take your money and take that ride for you if you didn't feel up to it.
That's right.
Mark, are you a pilot? Do you fly?
I am not a pilot.
Are you going to go up in this thing? You got $2,500.
Probably not. I am not really that big on heights.
Yeah, but when you're up there, you don't realize it.
When I clean out the gutters on my house, I get nervous.
Well, I'll put you in touch with Craig Hemming, and he can put those gutter relief on your house.
There you go.
Okay, we're going to take our final break when we come back. Pastor Orville Jones and Mark Arnson are here from the Masonic High 12 Club. But give Mark a chance to give a free commercial for his business, because I always try to do that when people come on. And Orville, you can give a free shout out to come down to your church. So, I mean, I'm going to be equal opportunity. So get your thoughts together.
All right.
You got a minute to figure it out. We are back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Our remaining moments. I want to make sure that everybody understands that an actual plane is going to be here. This is not some kind of like they're towing it and you can look at it. This is flying in and will fly out. This is on its own power. This is an actual Mustang P-51C.
P-51C Mustang will be flying in from Michigan.
And it will be taking off and landing a few times because people that pay $2,500 can take these rides.
Take a ride.
But the Quincy Masonic High 12 Club is sponsoring this on Wednesday, October 4th and Thursday, October 5th. It's not really open to the public. They're going to run all the kids from Isles Elementary School and the residents who can come from the Illinois Veterans Home through. But then on Friday the 6th and Saturday, October 7th, it's open to the general public from 9 a.m. to 4:30. There is no admission charge. It's at Baldwin Field. They will take a free will offering, and we hope you'll give generously because, after all, this is a huge multimedia event. They've got this big semi-truck that travels with them. They have to fly the plane. They've got all these people. But it is commemorative Air Force Real Red Tail Squadron that is going to be here, and the Rise Above story with the 160-degree panoramic screen and a climate-controlled mobile movie theater, handicap accessible. Thanks to the Masonic High 12 Club for bringing this in. Okay, as promised, I know Mark had to take time off work today, so give us your best shot. Gem City Memorials, if you need a tombstone, tell us all about yourself.
Tell us all about myself. Well, you've heard me on the radio before.
I can do your ad for you,
Everybody knows where we are, and one thing Mary and I just discussed is how busy we always get in the fall going into winter, and we are 100% into that busy season. So if you're thinking you want a monument yet this year, if it's something we have in stock, stop on in. We can probably still get it in the cemetery. If it's something we special order, it's probably going to be a spring delivery.
But that's okay. You have all fall to design it and all winter to design it then.
That's right. And make sure you get exactly what you want.
Gem City Memorials out on Locust Street, right across from the driver's license examining office. And, of course, their showroom is right out there in the front lawn. So if you want to look at all the different kinds of things that they offer, that is there. And, of course, the best thing is his wife. Your wife is still working with
you. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we still have our same staff. Tanner does all the engraving. Kelly is the front door because she looks much more attractive than I do.
And you do the heavy lifting out in the cemetery.
That's right.
Get Tanner involved in that, too. Okay, Reverend Jones, give it. If somebody's out there looking for a church home, I'm sure you have the door open for them.
Yes, we do, and we're located at 739 North 8th Street, 8th and Elm. And our Sunday morning worship starts at 10:30 on Sunday morning. We'd love to see any and everybody come and be a part of what's going on at First Baptist Church. We have exciting programs going on, and we are a lively church. We're not a quiet, reserved situation. We love to get excited and praise God and to give Him glory. So,
and that's, you play a mean piano organ.
I do the best I can with
it.
Now,
do you have a regular organist? You certainly don't do that all the time, do you?
I do right
you
now.
You do? Wow.
Yes.
Because I'm like, I have not seen too many preachers that are that good at the music side, because there's usually somebody else
in charge
of the music. So when you want to play Shall We Gather at the River, you do it. You don't have to ask anybody.
I don't have to ask anybody. We just go over there and do it, and then we come back to the pulpit and preach. So, you know. But we are a lively church. I think it's a real blessing. It's a church that is right there in the community and has a very open heart and a very open program. And so I think it's wonderful. We're very ecumenical in our approach to things. And so we love to fellowship with other churches, other denominations, and other faith traditions. And so we have a vision to see Quincy, you know, really saved, united, and glorifying God.
You know, one thing you two have in common, it just occurred to me, Mark did the beautiful, Gem City Memorial did the beautiful Father Tolton piece out at St. Peter's Church.
Yes.
And, of course, Father Tolton will be our first African-American priest.
Yes.
And will be a saint soon.
Yes.
So those two things are working together. So
yes.
We appreciate that. Well, thank you very much, Pastor Orville Jones. And thank you very much, Mark Arnson, for coming by this far. I haven't seen you for a while. It's good to see you again.
And thank you, Mary, for having us come on.
We love it. Come out and enjoy Open House Hours, October 6th, Friday, October 7th, Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
See you at Baldwin Field.
That's Baldwin Field. We'll wrap it up today, and we'll be back tomorrow with the mayor of Quincy and with Don O'Brien from the Better Business Bureau. So you stay tuned to WTAD and enjoy all the rest of the day's programming. Steve and Mary will be back to do it all again tomorrow morning, 6 a.m.